Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
Dateline RIT, September 13, 2007. September means back-to-school shopping for some, and that's music to the ears of many retailers. Back-to-school shopping, second only to holiday shopping and ringing up cash registers, was the focus of an article first appearing in the Palm Beach Post, quoting RIT marketing professor Gene Fram. Dr. Fram, what drives back-to-school shopping among retailers?
They have to take advantage of every opportunity to reach their markets, and back-to-school is obviously a major opening for promotion and for reaching customers.
Just like the holiday shopping season seems to start earlier and earlier every year, back-to-school shopping begins, to the chagrin of many students, no doubt, practically at the start of summer. Why is that? Is back-to-school shopping bigger now?
Yes, but it's been extended in more modern times to college students, to adult students, so there is a broader definition of what it means to be a student, and obviously college enrollments and adult enrollments have increased substantially.
And how has online shopping impacted back-to-school retailing?
Well, online shopping is substantial, but it's still a very small part of total retail sales, somewhere in the area of about 2 to 3% of total retail sales, depending on what you include in the retail sales category.
That's RIT marketing expert and professor Gene Fram on back-to-school shopping. RIT cybercrime and cyber ethics expert Sam McQuaid appeared September 7 on the public television program Need to Know to discuss the Rochester Regional Cyber Safety and Ethics Initiative that he has spearheaded, and a pilot study involving more than 13,000 kindergarten through 12th grade students and hundreds of parents and teachers from Rochester area school districts. Dr. McQuaid, what are some of your findings?
Our findings were quite stunning in several respects. We discovered that most kindergarten age kids use the internet and are exposed to content which makes them feel uncomfortable. Yet 1 in 4 do not report disturbing incidents or materials to grown-ups. We also discovered that cyberbullying, that is to say, some combination of online harassment, threats, intentional embarrassment, and so forth, begins in the second grade. We found also that illegal pirating of music, movies, and software via peer-to-peer networks begins in the fourth grade, as does sharing personal information about themselves with friends and strangers online. By the time students get in middle school, they also engage in many forms of cyber-enabled offending, such as academic dishonesty, illegally purchasing prescription drugs online, as well as illicit drugs online, various forms of computer abuse, such as hacking into systems and cracking passwords. They're also the victims of many types of online abuse and crime, and it's important to understand that the victimization is not limited to incidents of a sexual nature. The notion that the majority of computer crime experienced by kids is adults preying upon them sexually is just not true. This general trend of students using computers and other electronic devices to cause harm and, unfortunately, crime, as well as experience victimization, continues through high school and also into college and university. It's true that kids often victimize each other online, even as they are victimized by adults, and they often know their offenders beforehand.
That's RIT cybercrime and cyber ethics expert Sam McQuaid. For more on the Rochester Regional Cyber Safety and Ethics Initiative, visit rrcsei.org. On the RIT campus this week, Chief Communications Officer Bob Finnerty with details on the upcoming inauguration of RIT President Bill Dessler and this week's $10 million gift to RIT from Tom Golisano to establish a sustainability institute. And News and Events Managing Editor Vianna Carvalho has highlights from the latest issue.
This is Bob Finnerty. RIT has established the Golisano Institute for Sustainability. The announcement came September 12th during a ceremony on campus to formally recognize a $10 million commitment to the university from B. Thomas Golisano, founder and chairman of Paychex and owner of the NHL's Buffalo Sabres and a member of RIT's Board of Trustees. The Golisano Institute at RIT will tackle issues related to sustainable design, life cycle engineering, remanufacturing, and pollution prevention. Golisano has strong ties to RIT. In 2001, he donated $14 million for the creation of the B. Thomas Golisano College of Computing and Information Sciences. The formal inauguration of President Bill Destler as RIT's ninth president will take place November 9th. The ceremony will look toward the future of the university while drawing on the traditions that have marked the ceremonies of higher education for centuries. The inauguration will take place from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the Gordon Fieldhouse and Activity Center. David Skorton, president of Cornell University, will be the inauguration's keynote speaker. The inauguration is open to the entire RIT community. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Vienna Carvalho. In the current issue of News and Events, read about RIT President Bill Destler's vision for the campus, which includes imagining RIT as not just a teaching university or a research university, but as the first innovation university. To showcase RIT's talents, Destler announced plans for the university's first innovation festival to be held in May. The president also envisions closer ties with industry. To view Destler's speech in its entirety, visit www.rit.edu/president and click on the tab for papers and speeches. Also in this issue, we preview the headlining entertainment for RIT's Brick City Festival, October 5 through 7. Steve Wozniak, who was instrumental in developing more user-friendly personal computers, will present as this year's Horton Distinguished Speaker. In addition to Wozniak, RIT welcomes television host and comedian Howie Mandel and R&B performer Rihanna. And the Royal Photographic Society recently named RIT color scientist Mark Fairchild the winner of a prestigious international award for his contributions to imaging science and color research. Read more about these stories and other RIT news in the September 6th issue of News and Events. This is Vienna Carvalho.
This has been Dateline, RIT, September 13, 2007. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.